For students applying to Ball State University for the fall of 2019 and beyond, submitting scores from the SAT or ACT will be optional. Ball State President Jeffrey Mern says research shows the stronger measure of student academic success is a high school grade point average.
It's the product of a sustained effort, unlike a standardized test, which is really just the product of a day at most.
Ball State isn't alone in putting less emphasis on test scores, even in Indiana. Several of Indiana colleges and universities are test optional. Most are private colleges, but Vincennes University is also a public campus. Ball State says other test optional universities nationally have seen bigger, more qualified, and more diverse applicant pools once they've made the change. Mern says Ball State won't add any major new elements to its application to replace the test score reporting, and he says the tests are optional, meaning strong test takers can still submit their scores.
For some students, a standardized test score might be a positive, and so it enables those students to continue to submit those test scores where they think that will enhance their admissions chances.
Some states incorporate the SAT or ACT into their high school state-mandated standardized testing. For those that don't, like Indiana, taking each test costs at least $60. Ball State says financial considerations didn't play a big part in its decision. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.